Minister of Tourism celebrates Tourism Awareness Week. All that and much more on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. And later, our No Jamaica segment. The Ministry of Tourism and its agencies will be celebrating Tourism Awareness Week from September 24 to 30. The week of activities will be celebrated under the theme Sustainable Tourism, a Tool for Development. The theme is in keeping with the global focus on sustainable tourism and mirrors the theme for the upcoming United Nations World Tourism Organization UNWTO conference to be held November in Jamaica.
To have the theme for Tourism Awareness Week or World Tourism Day be Sustainable Tourism, a Tool for Development, it is very much in keeping with the theme for the conference and those issues that concern the Ministry of Tourism and its agencies.
Deputy Director of Tourism Marketing Jamaica Tourist Board, Marcia McLaughlin. The week of activities will start with a Thanksgiving service on Sunday, September 24. At the St. John's Methodist Church, 2 Duke Street, Montego Bay, St. James, starting at 9 a.m.
We will then have an outside broadcast with Smile Jamaica on a Wednesday, World Tourism Day, September 27th, at the Montego Bay Cultural Center in Sam Sharp Square. On that same day, we will have a forum, a Tourism Action Club World Tourism Day forum, at the Montego Bay Convention Center on a Wednesday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
The Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Trade Show will also be hosted during Tourism Awareness Week. It is set for September 24 to 26 at the Montego Bay Convention Center.
You have the opening ceremony that will take place on Sunday at 7 p.m. You have the JPEX Trade Show opens on Monday on the 25th, and it also continues on the Tuesday, the 26th.
The three-day trade show provides the ideal forum for leading suppliers in Jamaica's tourism industry to negotiate, network, and meet with tour operators and other industry stakeholders from across the globe.
I believe we have over 70 buyers registered for JPEX, and of course you have the suppliers from Jamaica. We're expecting buyers from the US, from Latin America, from Canada, and from Europe.
Mrs. McLaughlin says Jamaica has added new products to its tourism offerings, and these will be on show this year.
JPEX is really an opportunity for our tour operators in particular, as well as our travel agents, to showcase the tourism product to our international buyers who may have not seen the latest development. So there are a number of hotel openings that are taking place during the week of JPEX, as well as an opportunity to see some of our attractions.
Deputy Director of Tourism Marketing at Jamaica Tourist Board, Marcia McLaughlin. For more information about JPEX or activities to mark Tourism Awareness Week, contact the Jamaica Tourist Board at 929-920-0019. In our No Jamaica segment this week, we journey west to the Negril Point Lighthouse in Westmoreland. The lighthouse is situated at South Negril Point, the extreme western end of the island. The concrete tower is painted white and stands 66 feet above ground level. Its light is elevated 100 feet above sea level. The lighthouse has an automated white light, which flashes every 2 seconds. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
It's the inaugural Jamaica Geographic Information System, GIS, user conference under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Mapping Our Way to Secure Communities, Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, October 10 and 11, featuring discussions on the impact of GIS technology on crime fighting, policing and vehicle tracking, healthcare, tourism and planning and development. That's the first ever GIS user conference hosted by the National Spatial Data Management Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Visit www.gisuserconference.com JA.com or call 630-18501 for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.